The first few weeks of a premature baby's life can be terrifying. They're so tiny and vulnerable, and it's a huge relief to see them growing bigger and stronger and seemingly catching up to their peers who were born full term. But research is showing that many kids who were born preterm can end up with developmental problems. Alison Shen's daughter Sophia was born at 25 and a half weeks, weighing just 830 grams. And while Alison and her husband had been warned that preemie babies sometimes have ongoing issues, it wasn't actually until the year before Sophia started school that the complex gaps in her development became clear.
We didn't know the hearing loss. We noticed the speech delay and her lack of understanding, just what people were saying or direction. It was a shock. So she has moderate sensorineural hearing loss on the left side, just simple sounds like she and he. She's never heard the sh before it. When she went to kindy, that's when you sort of noticed that other kids can actually verbalise, talk and play, role play, and she couldn't. So she got left behind, and a lot of kids didn't want to play with her because she didn't understand what they wanted her to do, whether it was, you know, play mummy and daddies or go hide under a tree. And so she started to develop sort of behavioural things from being quite overwhelmed and not understanding. So she'd play by herself, but she wouldn't play with the kids. In school, the concentration was really bad. You know, a couple of times I got a call saying, you know, we think she's sick. She sort of slumped over the table. She doesn't look well. And I'll go pick her up in a hurry and bring her to the GP. And the GP would say, oh, there's nothing wrong with her. When I brought her to the psychologist eventually, she was the one who said to me, imagine if you're in a classroom for that many hours a day and someone's speaking to you in French and you just don't get it. She said to me, she's actually just given up.
Alison sought out a speech pathologist, an occupational therapist, and other specialists.
And I just needed someone to be able to put all those reports together and just go, yes, that's what it is. And this is what you've got to do to help her. And I felt very alone at that time. So for her, she's sensory seeking, you know, the ones that sort of like to jump off high furniture or swing on swings and do sort of run around the house like crazy. And it's almost like she needed to wake herself up. But because she also had the hearing loss and she has also astigmatism and long-sightedness. She kept doing things like bumping into walls on the same side of her head, and I didn't actually realise why. It would go to the shopping centre and it was very noisy and I would shout out her name. She wouldn't even hear me and people would go, oh, she's just being naughty. And then it was only when I put all of them together I sort of went, actually, no, this is actually what it all is.
Once all the puzzle pieces came together, Sophia blossomed.
She's had support now for speech and learning since she was three. She wears a hearing aid, she wears glasses, she gets support in class, and she's a completely different child now. She's happy, she talks a lot about her friends, she comes home from school and she's chatty, she's not moody and not wanting to talk to me. She has friends, actual proper friends now that, you know, run and want to see her in the playground, so such a big difference.
Alison is part of a study at the University of Queensland that's looking to develop resources to help parents navigate the complex needs that preemie kids can have when it comes to starting school.
We've got a lot of friends that went through NICU. I feel like they're the only ones that understand. And I just get to that point where I just call them up and I go, I'm just so sick of fighting. Because it feels like if you don't, then your child will suffer. And the only one that can fight for your child is you, because she literally didn't have a voice. And it just gets exhausting. I think people don't realise because, you know, they come out of NICU and they survive. And, you know, everyone's like, look at her, she's amazing, she's a miracle, you know, look at her, she's so tall. You're proud of that because, you know, there were points in her NICU journey that we thought would never take her home, would never come home with a baby. But also people don't see there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Because unfortunately with these preemies, there's a lot of different pieces. And they often do relate, like behaviour is often related to the fact that they can't communicate. Concentration and hyperactivity is often because of frustration and, again, not being able to communicate. And people put it down to, oh, you know, she's got this or she's got this, when actually it's just, they just are developmentally delayed.
So that's Brisbane mum Alison Shen, whose daughter Sophia was born prematurely.
Thanks to you.